Hi, I'm Lisa Prather, and welcome to the Voice of Health with our host, Dr. Robert Prather of the Prather Practice, where lives are changed every day through the natural approach to healthcare. Well, today we're going to talk about perfect posture pays. There's a lot of P's there. At the Prather Practice, where we practice proactive healthy lifestyle. A lot of P's.
Peter Paul.
So, Dr. Prather, you want to talk about posture. Why? Is it...
This is Posture Month.
Posture.
Proper Posture Month.
Ah, a lot of P's again.
I know, so we're just on the P's today. Yeah.
And this is something that we deal with a lot at the Prather Practice. And we have a special guest here, Karina. Welcome, Karina.
Thanks for having me.
Yes, we're glad to have you. Karina is a Certified Occupational Therapy Assistant, or CODA, here at the Prather Practice. Works alongside the team and heads up our rehab department. So she's going to add a lot to the program today. We're glad to have you.
Thanks for having me.
So what is posture, first of all?
Yeah, and that's something that people don't think about. Mm-hmm. You know, I mean, the whole reason that we have a posture month is that posture does play a very big role in our health and well-being. And posture is how we hold ourselves. You know, do we have what would be considered proper posture? You know, everybody has posture. Not everybody
has... Some kind of posture.
Yeah, not everybody has proper posture.
Uh-huh.
And there is a proper posture that's mathematically set on where you should be. And a nice, easy way to kind of think of it is, you know, we have sort of a what's called a plumb line, mm-hmm. where people stand up, and then we can kind of measure and see how everybody's, you know, standing. Mm-hmm. Is a common... chiropractic and rehab evaluation to see, you know, what needs to be corrected, what's off. But if you're looking at somebody from the side, the ear should be lined up with the point on the shoulder, mm-hmm. which should be going down, hit the hip point. Knee should be right in the center of that, and then the outside of the ankle
mm-hmm.
should be all lined up right, you know, right mm-hmm. together. So as you look at someone, you can see how that's lining up. Then if you turn them, the center of the eyebrows should be right over the center of the chest, which is over the belly button, which is over the symphysis pubis, and balanced between the 2 feet.
Mm-hmm.
And then the hips should be balanced, and then the shoulders should be balanced. Head should also not be crooked, which surprisingly is often crooked. So you should have your head on straight.
Yes.
That's a common thing that I tell people as we're looking at them. You don't have your head on straight.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, everybody
thinks... That's one of your lines.
Yeah, everybody kind of, you know, laughs and everything like that. But it's actually true.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's surprisingly uncommon to find someone with proper posture.
Mm-hmm. People always comment on your posture,
yes.
and they know who our son is because they say he has
the exact same posture.
Exactly, I would agree.
Yeah.
Is that because you're a chiropractor, or you just work on it, or?
Well, it was. There was a time where my posture was off, and I had health issues as a result of that.
Mm-hmm.
So it is something that people don't realize how important it is. So having an awareness of that is one of the big things that people who are health professionals who are aware of how important posture is to people's health and what a huge impact that has on that,
mm-hmm.
You know, we're trying to bring that to the forefront. I mean, the whole thing that we have is we have for those who listen to our radio program, I talk about this all the time, we're a structure function practice. So mm-hmm. we're interested in people's function, but we're also interested in people's structure. Why? Because there's a dynamic between the two. Structure affects function, function affects structure, and it's important to have those both working properly and in proper position. Otherwise, you cannot have good health.
I know, Karina, something we see in rehab, people aren't even aware that they have poor posture.
Oh, absolutely. Just visually looking into a mirror, some of the patients are like, wow, how did it get this bad?
And I'm sure they've looked in a mirror.
It's just because their routines are so every day the same, and they look at themselves the same every day, they don't realize how bad their posture has regressed throughout the years. So just visually having them look in the mirror and see the difference.
And what do you have them look at, or what is it that surprises them?
So I have them look straight forward, and a lot of the times their shoulders are pushed forward, and their head is tilted forward, and they don't even realize until I have them turn to the side, and I've asked, you know, them to bring their phone, and I take pictures, or just visually having them see their side view, and they're shocked, really.
Yeah, and you see that head forward a lot, and the rounded shoulders.
Yeah, and a lot of the times people think that just comes with old age, and that's not the case at all. It's fixable.
Right, and we're seeing it a lot with the younger generation.
Yes.
Because of the phone use and, I mean, we see it
laptops,
in the office.
iPads, telephones. I see it every single day when people are waiting to be adjusted.
We got to work on that.
Waiting to be corrected, They're getting in bad postures.
Just before their adjustment.
Right. And then they wonder why, you know, they have to come back.
I'm seeing a lot of younger patients coming in.
That you're working on posture with.
Yeah, absolutely.
Well, I was just thinking of our little grandson who's 3 months old, and, you know, being an occupational therapist, we're working on tummy time and that, and, you know, he's working hard.
Right.
You know, it's hard to lift that head.
It is.
It's if those muscles and structure are used to being in a more flexed position or forward position, then muscles have elongated and gotten weakened.
Right.
That need to be strengthened and, you know.
Yeah, stretched. And
stretch, yeah.
There's all sorts of things that can occur along those lines, and that balance between the muscles is so important.
Yeah, there's something called an upper cross syndrome. It's that forward head posture. Those pecs get real tight. They need to be stretched, and we're going to talk about that later. And that is not a caller. We did not turn that phone off. So why is it important to maintain good posture?
Well, one of the big things is it keeps you from aging quicker.
Like that.
You know, one of the things that people don't realize, one of the major ways that you measure biological age is your kinesthetic sense. And as you have especially that head forward tilt, that ages you extremely quickly. If you can maintain a good posture, you have a posture of youth. You also have a posture of old age. And you can start to get old at a very young age. Because then you start to lose your balance. I mean, that's one of the major things that occurs with people. You know, and the major problem that people put up, you know, have in dealing with aging is the poor balance. And balance is determined by posture. So there's a huge aspect that's involved with that.
What do you think of that head forward?
Yeah.
It's just bringing every, you know.
Sure.
And then you're not putting equal weight on your feet.
Right. It wears you out. It changes your neurological effect. It changes your emotional health. It can put, you know, certain types of postures can cause heart problems, lung problems, digestive problems, kidney problems. So, you know, having the understanding that your structure, your postural correct structure has a absolutely huge effect on the function of your body. And if you want to be healthy, you have to have proper posture. Otherwise, health is impossible.
So what are the benefits of improving posture?
It slows down aging, is one of the things we talked about. You have better digestion. Mm-hmm. Your heart doesn't work as hard. It takes pressure off of your nervous system. It increases energy. It helps with your breathing. Breathing mm-hmm. and posture is absolutely huge.
Yeah.
There's so many people that we've seen where all of a sudden, you know, their bowels are working again mm-hmm. because we change posture.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, that has a real big effect on everything. Headaches, pain. Pain reduction is absolutely huge with posture. Bad posture is one of the reasons that people suffer in pain or create situations where pain occurs. Posture is what causes the slipped disc, mm-hmm. you know, the disc problems, sciatica, headaches. Back pain, all these different types of things come from posture. So, you know, it's like, oh, wow, you know, this stuff is really important.
Mm-hmm.
And that is probably, I mean, people can know what their cholesterol levels are, but, and what their blood pressure is, but, you know, how's your posture health?
Mm-hmm.
That is not one thing that most people are thinking mm-hmm. about, and that's not a normal type of screening that you do in the doctor's office. I mean, how many doctors have you gone to who said, well, you know, your problem that you're complaining about is coming from your posture,
mm-hmm.
or even look at it as something that needs to be checked?
Right.
You know, so posture is absolutely critical.
Okay, when we come back, let's talk about how posture can be corrected.
You can win a free 60-minute massage in a relaxing spa at the Prather Practice. Each month, we have a drawing to give away a free massage to one of our lucky Facebook and Twitter fans. Follow us on Facebook and Twitter on our website at thevoiceofhealthradio.com. This is The Voice of Health with Dr. Robert Prather. The Voice of Health Wellness Tip with Dr. Robert Prather of the Prather Practice.
What advice do you have for someone out there who has a goal of losing weight?
Well, I think having a clear goal on what you're trying to achieve is very important. And not just to think about weight loss in and of itself, but also just getting healthy.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's should be a full package that you're trying to actually achieve. Because there are some very effective means out there of just dropping pounds.
Right.
But oftentimes when that can occur, you actually lose muscle or mm-hmm. or organ mass or other different types of things that's actually going to put you into a worse position than what you were before. Most people that actually diet, mm-hmm. you know, that do regular weight loss type programs, wind up in 5 years worse off than if they had never done anything. And that's the fault of the educator or the doctor who's actually supervising that.
Mm-hmm.
So what we are really looking to do is to truly lose the fat percentage, change the metabolism of the body, and make this more of a permanent and a healthy type of a weight loss where you're actually losing the fat, not just losing weight.
Mm-hmm.
And then also getting the body balanced so it can maintain that.
Right. So, and I like what you said, not just a goal of a number or, you know, weight, but a goal like some of these clients that we've had with the weight loss program, they wanted to be able to play with their grandchildren or they wanted to be able to get back into their biking again.
Sure.
You know, those kind of goals, though, also, you know, beside...
Yeah, and goals are very important, and having the habits, one of the things that always when you have weight loss is you need a coach.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you need help on those types of things. Anyone who's going into something like this, trying to do that on your own is a very difficult type of thing.
In our program, you have a weekly coaching meeting.
And also getting a thorough physical before you start. That's a very important type of thing. Get your blood work analyzed. Make sure that you actually know the situation of your health before you start. And that's one of the things that we offer in our office, our combination of all those things. And that's why we have such a high success rate.
Schedule your appointment at the Prather Practice, 317-848-8048. That's 317-848-8048. Or learn more on our website at thevoiceofhealthradio.com. The Prather Practice, restoring hope.
And I'm feeling good.
You're listening to The Voice of Health with Dr. Robert Prather of the Prather Practice, the most comprehensive wellness center in the Midwest.
We're talking today about perfect posture pays, and you said a word proper, so I'm going to say perfect, proper posture pays. I want to keep adding P's.
Say that three times fast.
A penny for your thoughts.
So when we went to break, Karina, you had a good question.
Yeah, I get asked a lot of the times when talking about posture with my patients that they immediately think that proper posture is being straight up and down, more like a rigid. And Doc, what are your thoughts on that?
Well, that's a very good question, because the thing that we also teach on here is homeostasis, and homeostasis is balance. And one of the ways that you measure balance is like a heart rate variability type of thing. And people sit there and say, well, you know, my heart rate, they think that I mean that the heart rate should be always exactly the same.
Mm-hmm.
And that's actually not good.
Mm-hmm.
There has to be a variation in the heart rate for it to be normal, because then your body's finding balance all the time.
Mm-hmm.
And being rigid and straight all the time is not a balanced situation. Always your situation is changing, so there has to be a fluidity, a dynamics, and also curves to maintain what we would call proper posture. Matter of fact, I've had people who, a lot of my worst patients are the ones whose spines have gone completely straight and they're rigid. They are in more pain than anybody else. So that is not a good thing. If you're looking at it from the side, there is a lordotic curve in the cervical spine where it's going forward. Thoracic has a kyphotic, then there's a lordotic in the lumbars, and then there's a kyphotic with the sacrum that's shaped in that type of position. So there are curves that are involved on that with a normal functioning spine, and also there's a constant dynamics that needs to be available. So there has to be fluidity, mobility in that whole situation, and should change according to what's going on in the system.
Yeah, like different activities too. Different postures for different activities.
Sure. So there needs to be a dynamic flexibility, changeability, homeostasis, balance within the body according to what you're doing. And you shouldn't, you know, the whole thing is that you shouldn't have to be thinking about it. It needs to become a natural type.
But at first, I think people need to, because they're bad habits.
Absolutely. And changing those habits is, yes.
Yeah.
And you can do different exercises to
help. We're going to talk about that.
Yes.
Yeah.
Which is extremely important. But a normal functioning system automatically will shift according to the needs of what you're doing and what's going on in you. So,
yeah, when you do x-rays, are people just, when they look, because I know we go over x-rays with patients, are they just so surprised?
They're shocked.
My neck is straight. I mean, how many times do you see?
I was shocked.
Yeah.
I had x-rays taken, and I was shocked. I had no idea that my spine was so bad.
And when you are out of alignment on that, there is not when you have a normal wear, when it goes out of position, it doesn't add wear onto it. It multiplies the amount of wear.
That's right. You were a gymnast.
Yeah, I was a gymnast for over 15 years. So a lot of wear and tear on the spine, and you don't realize it because you're in such great shape and you're so strong that you do have the pains, but you don't think that that's from your spine. But it is. In actuality, the pain is coming from your spine not being in proper alignment. And so... Yeah, it was a wake-up call there.
That's I mean, gymnasts especially need to have constant care to make up for the abnormal positions that they put a gymnast through.
Oh, that hyperlordotic curve.
You know, and anyone who's involved in any type of repetitive type of activities are going to need some corrective work. And gymnasts, anyone who's in any type of sports, tennis players, you know, you're always hitting on the mm-hmm. right side. Mm-hmm. You know, anything along those lines, you're going to need someone who is helping you to make the corrections on your structure. Otherwise, you're going to have injuries. Mm-hmm. And injuries don't just happen.
Right.
Injuries are built and developed over years until those injuries occur. Mm-hmm. So there was something that was going on before, and probably some type of repetitive type of activity, which right now, of course, everybody's doing cell phones and computers, mm-hmm. That is creating problems.
Mm-hmm.
We're not functioning normally, and so we get abnormal structure. And the abnormal structure is going to develop even worse function.
Yeah, I'm really encouraged, and we encourage it with our patients that have desk jobs, those standing desks.
Absolutely.
You're seeing those more. Offices really need to invest. They're really not that expensive, where, you know, their employees can stand and work, you know, from, and mm-hmm. then sit when they need to.
There's a huge shift along those lines, mm-hmm. which mm-hmm. is great.
Yeah. Well, Dr. Prather, can posture be corrected?
Posture absolutely can be corrected. And there's many ways to do that. But, I mean, we've even had people. I had a gentleman who was 95. Who had two operations on his back and still was not correcting the pain. Mm-hmm. And we brought him in, talked to him about it, and we said, there is some abnormal posture. You know, there's some abnormal positioning, which I showed him on x-rays and demonstrated to him. And if we can make those corrections along there, you will not have the pain, even though because he was sure surgery was going to correct mm-hmm. it. And I said, the surgery is not going to correct this. So we started him on a program along those lines where we combined the chiropractic, some exercise, some bracing, mm-hmm. and, you know, he was good to go.
And he was 95, so
95.
Yeah, never too late.
Exactly.
And after two surgeries. Mm-hmm. So, you know, where he had been told, and he was kind of a stubborn guy, mm-hmm. Which is good.
Yeah, it
is. That, you know, you're 95, you've had two surgeries, you know, take some medicine and live with it. And one, he refused the medication. Mm-hmm. And then he wasn't going to put up with it. Mm-hmm. You know? And I'm like, good for you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And, I mean, he just, he exceeded our expectations, and we exceeded his expectations.
Nice. Mm-hmm. So let's talk about the different things we provide here at the Prather practice to help with posture and correct posture. Sure. Chiropractic care, how does that help?
Well, chiropractic, I mean, we're the ones who are all about posture.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I mean, you know, if you ever go to a screening by a chiropractor, oftentimes what they do is they line you up and say, oh, your shoulder's high over here. So, I mean, we're constantly looking at posture, and bringing things back into a normal alignment is what we are all about.
You do that even when we go out. We're walking the mall. You're evaluating posture.
You sound like someone who's a little tired of it. But it's true. You know, as I'm looking at someone, I look at people differently than most people do. Mm-hmm. You know, a very interesting thing is that they did a study on people, and even though that their leg length, you know, that there wasn't an abnormality between their leg length, that's actually rare, about 1% of the population, 80% of everyone had, as they laid down in a supine position, were 80% short on one side as compared to the other.
Mm-hmm.
Which is a sign that your posture, you know, that even in a laying position, your body has contracted mm-hmm. and has assumed an abnormal position.
So just so I can clarify supine.
Oh, yes.
Most people know what that means.
Yeah, yeah.
But people are, you're
right.
Laying on your back and right. you are checking the leg length.
Leg length.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, it's the vast majority of people are messed up.
Mm-hmm. I'm one of those.
Mm-hmm.
So
we're getting you straightened out.
Yes.
Right, it's about time somebody straightened you out.
I know.
But so chiropractic is we are the posture experts.
Mm.
And you know, if you're going to be working on correcting posture, chiropractic has to be a part of your correction.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm throwing it in there, 80% of the people are really, really off on their posture.
Mm-hmm.
So
80% of the people coming into your office.
No, 80% of the people walking around. Mm-hmm. The people who are walking in my office have already gotten to the point that they're in pain.
Mm-hmm.
And they're usually, the worst of the worst.
Mm-hmm. Well, let's talk about the atlas. Why is the atlas? That's the first vertebrae. Your specialty, you're an atlas orthogonist, board certified, the only one in the state of Indiana. You said something. I was giving a tour last week, and we were able to have you talk to them for a couple minutes. And you said that atlas is so light that if I was holding that first vertebrae in my hand, I could blow it off my hand.
Yes.
And I had never heard you say that before. That's amazing. That it holds our head up, and it's that light and
it's
delicate.
That light and delicate. Yeah, one of the things that we did is we got as we were studying the atlas, is we had actually real human atlases in our hand.
Mm-hmm.
And our teacher put it up, brought it up, and blew on it and was able to blow it off.
Mm-hmm.
Also, if you take it and make a fist, anybody could just fracture it.
Wow.
So it is a very light but extremely important. Matter of fact, one of the things I did when I got into chiropractic, what is the most difficult adjustment? And mm-hmm. they said atlas, and I said, which one is the most important? Because it has an effect on the entire system, neurologically, structurally, posture-wise. Everything comes from the atlas, and it is the most difficult adjustment.
Mm-hmm. You said, okay.
And the most important.
And the board certification you got was extended training in it beyond, and it was very difficult training.
It was.
So how does that affect posture? And you know what? Let's talk about that in our next segment.
Okay.
Thank you.
Listen to the Voice of Health Radio on your smartphone or tablet on all of the top radio apps available. TuneIn Radio, Stitcher, and iHeartRadio. You can find these apps and more on our website at thevoiceofhealthradio.com. This is The Voice of Health with Dr. Robert Prather. Laughter is the best medicine.
Because I'm in my 50s now, and doctors become obsessively interested in your prostate as soon as you turn 50. And it's a round thing, kind of like a donut, and his job is to check that it hasn't become a bagel yet. Right. Sent me to a proctologist, your actual bum guy, who's not interested in any other bit of your body. He's a bum guy. Can you imagine doing that every morning, getting up and going in? Anyway, but he's messing around in there. He's looking for the lost treasure of Sierra Madre.
A special message from the DTS Weight Loss Center at the Prather Practice.
Are you tired of making the same weight loss resolution only to end up right back where you started? Let the professionals at DTS Weight Loss Center take all the frustration out of dieting. Our nutritionists and wellness coaches know what works for every body type and can develop a plan specific to your needs throughout your medically supervised program. Make the change by visiting us online at DTSweightLossCenter.com. Dedicate. Transform. Succeed.
When you call the Prather Practice to schedule your appointment at our DTS Weight Loss Center, mention the Voice of Health radio show and you'll receive a free initial consultation plus a free body composition analysis. 317-848-8048. That's 317-848-8048. The DTS Weight Loss Center at the Prather Practice. Dedicate, transform, succeed. I'm Lisa Prather, and you're listening to The Voice of Health with Dr. Robert Prather of the Prather Practice, where we get to the root cause of your health issue. We're talking about perfect posture pays. And Dr. Prather, we were talking about the different
services we have here at the Prather Practice that help correct posture. We talked about chiropractic and how important chiropractors are, probably the leaders in posture and proper alignment. The Atlas that you have special training in, tell us more about that and how that helps.
Well, everything originates with that area. That is the lower brainstem, which controls all the autonomic nervous system, including the entire posture for the rest of the body. Mm-hmm. So what happens when the atlas shifts? It will shift the head out of position, which changes all the sensory perception. And the body will do manipulations of the rest of the system to try to take pressure off of that to balance out the sensory system again. Mm-hmm. Also, as the atlas goes out of position, it puts pressure on the lower brain stem, which changes a lot of the autonomic system. Mm-hmm. Where you can get some weakness in the body, the digestive, everything doesn't, you know, it controls mm-hmm. the whole nervous system that controls the whole rest of the body. So it's the most, as I tell patients, the one thing, if I have one thing that I can do to make the biggest difference in someone's health, mm-hmm. is to make the atlas correction. If you can't get the nervous system working correctly, the things that I tell people is the nervous system and the hormones control everything else. So as I'm looking at someone, trying to get them healthy, first I have to make the correction on the nervous system and the endocrine system. And the one area that controls both of those the most, by the way, mm-hmm. is the placement of the atlas.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. So if you are trying to get someone healthy, if you are trying to get healthy, the most important thing that you can ever do is get your atlas corrected. And the other thing about that is it makes the quickest difference. When I adjust people, first I show them the abnormality that is occurring because of the atlas. I show them the weakness. I show them the pain, the muscle spasm, the positional changes. And then we make the atlas adjustment. And afterwards, we always get the very same reaction. Wow. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. That was amazing. Mm-hmm. And we hear that consistently, and people are almost incredulous. You know, it's almost like, did you do some type of magic? I mean, mm-hmm. how could that make that big of a difference mm-hmm. in my health and well-being? Mm-hmm. And it's everyone. Their eyes get wide, and it's wow, why didn't I know about this before? Mm-hmm. And
well, what I like about it too is you're not adjusting it all the time.
Right.
I might get my atlas adjusted twice a year. So it's once you get it in,
right,
it mm-hmm. stays in, and then we see them for exercise. So let's talk, Karina. This is your area. What are you doing in rehab here at the Prather Practice for poor posture and helping your patients?
So I usually get the patients into the rehab unit once Doc has stabilized their alignment. Mm-hmm. And my job is to introduce a personalized, per patient, corrective exercises to help strengthen and retrain the muscles to keep that new alignment mm-hmm. in place. Mm-hmm. You know, because over time, from poor posture, those muscles have just learned to be in that spot. And so mm-hmm. when Doc is putting you back into alignment, those muscles are over here, and I'm trying to get them here to stabilize the new alignment and make you stronger and less stiffness and mm-hmm. just overall just feeling better.
Better health.
Mm-hmm.
And that's one of the important things is we don't just rely upon chiropractic to make the changes because we're a whole person. We're very mm-hmm. holistic. We look at the entire system and how that works together.
Right.
And we understand that our goal is not to adjust somebody for the rest of their life. I mean, mm-hmm. we need to watch that, make the little corrections as we're going along. But the the more stability that we have, the longer they can go in between adjustments is what we're trying to accomplish, because that means that the body is in homeostasis and balance for a longer period of time. And the longer period of time that it can be in balance, the healthier the individual becomes. Mm-hmm. So our goal is the health of the individual, and the more stable we can make them, where they require the fewest amount of adjustments, the happier we are, because the healthier the individual will become.
Yeah.
So our goal is, you know, one of the things that is a criticism of chiropractic is that once you start, you know, you're doing it the rest of your life, and that is not true in our office.
But isn't maintenance important? Just like maintenance, you maintain your car. And,
absolutely.
You know, oil changes. People maintain their cars better than their own bodies.
Sure. Oftentimes we tell people that, you know, according to what they have, how, because everyone should have, it's just like an annual check with your doctor, mm-hmm. with your dentist, with your car. You need to maintain those types of things. But we have people come in a month, and oftentimes we'll check them and say, you're good. Let's check you again next month. Mm-hmm. So that's our ideal situation, where you're getting checked on along things, mm-hmm. and we're making sure, but the better you hold, mm-hmm. the happier I am.
Yeah, and then let's talk about, so you were saying, Karina, like Dr. Prather and Dr. Gerken, you'll get that atlas, you know, in place, mm-hmm. aligned. And it makes those neurological changes and so many changes. And then they start the rehab, the corrective exercises, mm-hmm. you're saying. I know one of the first things we teach is the chin tuck.
Absolutely.
Or chin retraction.
And usually my patients are like, why are we doing this? You know, they yeah. think that we're going to be introducing these extensive exercises. And I start them off with the chin tuck, which is literally just bringing your chin to your chest and pushing, you know, your occipital, which is the very back of your skull, into the table, mm-hmm. which they're lying down. And that's helping strengthen those extensor muscles around the cervical spine of the neck, mm-hmm. And after doing so many of them and them coming back to me, I always ask, are you sore? Mm-hmm. And 90% of my patients say, yes, I'm sore. And it's because those muscles haven't been worked, and mm-hmm. It's shocking to them that just that simple movement can change
right.
how they feel.
Right. And initially we have them laying down and mm-hmm. they're pushing. It's an isometric. Mm-hmm. And
I tell them to do it in their car mm-hmm. against the headrest. And people are like amazed that they didn't think of that themselves. Mm-hmm. But that just simple movement of just pushing their head back against even a tall couch or a recliner when mm-hmm. you're sitting, just that small movement can strengthen.
Mm-hmm. You made me think also. Usually at the beginning of the corrective exercise, we're also doing elbow presses, mm-hmm. right? Elbow
yes.
presses, shoulder presses, working on that upper thoracic area
yes.
also.
Mm-hmm.
Tell us also what other exercise, I know wall angels.
So usually after a couple of visits, I introduce wall angels. And the reason why I wait for the, you know, not the first day to introduce this is because it is hard. Mm-hmm. And patients, when I tell them that, they're like, oh, okay, you know, and I try to explain to them, it's like when you were a kid or if your kids are out in the snow making snow angels, it's kind of the same concept, except for it's working on not only posture, but balance, because I'm asking them to place their heels against the wall. Mm-hmm. Their bottom has to be against the wall. Their shoulders and head. So all of those need to be on the wall along with their arms. And then I tell them to raise their arms above their head without trying to come off the wall.
Yeah.
And
it's like a hold up position.
Yeah. And basically 90% of them cannot do it on mm-hmm. the first, second, or even third visit. It's mm-hmm. hard for them because those are exercises that they haven't done.
And some can't even get that forearm up there.
Right.
Yeah.
Because they're so stiff. Their mm-hmm. their muscles have
been, and we're talking about yeah. young people.
Yeah. Too. I have a 20-year-old mm-hmm. that has a lot of trouble just simply moving their arms up the wall.
Mm. Wow. Also, another one we do, now patients love this one, the pec stretch.
Oh, yes. The pec stretch is more of a stretch, so they're not working so much, but mm-hmm. it is doing a lot. So we have a long foam roll that I have them sit on the very end of it so that their bottom and their head are on it. So not only is it for pec stretch, but it's also for core stability. And a lot of our patients, I'm also incorporating core stability for the lower lumbar mm. muscles. So they're knocking out, you know, mm-hmm. both of them at the same time. So I just have them literally lay down and throw their arms out mm-hmm. and let gravity just kind of pull. And a lot of the times they just feel that huge stretch in their pecs and sometimes even in their upper back.
Mm-hmm. They love that too.
Yeah. It's kind of like the, it's the end of the rehab session.
Yay. The other thing we do is the thoracic roll. So what, mm-hmm. a shorter, firmer roll.
Yeah, a little firmer roll. So a lot of the patients might have some tender spots. And also by having them roll on the on their thoracic, it's not only helping with the posture, but mm-hmm. it's also kind of
mobilizing
mm-hmm. yeah, and rubbing out some of those tender areas too, because mm-hmm. you can hold them on those areas. And a lot of the times my patients, it takes them a minute because it is another core thing. I mean, you mm-hmm. have to just get it just right and then roll up and down on it
like a rolling pin.
Yeah, basically.
Yeah, and there's a simple, it's called the Brueger Relief. It was developed by a doctor. And yeah, I tell people that's one of the first things, too, we teach. It's just standing yeah. with their arms externally rotated, palms facing forward, mm-hmm. their feet out, and
again, against the wall. Posture. They have to be against the mm-hmm. wall, too.
So yeah, and if you don't have a wall, I always ask people, do you have a wall at home? It's just my joke. But, you know, they can do the wall angels without a wall.
Mm-hmm. You can, honestly, you can do them laying down on the ground as well mm-hmm. with gravity eliminated for those patients that may have trouble even doing them on the wall. Mm-hmm. I might have them start off just, you know, training that motion mm-hmm. on the ground. So you can take all of these exercises and modify them to your surroundings.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we use a vibration platform, which is really important. So when we come back, let's talk more about Perfect Posture Pays.
Never miss an episode of The Voice of Health so that you can stay informed and empowered about your health. Get a podcast of our show automatically delivered to you every week by signing up for our show on iTunes. You can find that link on our website at thevoiceofhealthradio.com. And don't forget, thevoiceofhealthradio.com has complete archives of all of our past episodes with an audio library of information to help you add more life to your years and more years to your life. This is The Voice of Health with Dr. Robert Prather. The Voice of Health Wellness Tip with Dr. Robert Prather of the Prather Practice. Dr. Prather, you talk a lot about structure function care and disease care. What is the difference between the two?
When you're talking about disease care, you're usually talking about an interference in the body's normal mechanisms. There is a time for that. When the body is actually in a process of free fall, is a good way to kind of put it, where the body is no longer making sense of what it's doing. And we're on a pattern that it will actually crash. Then you need some interference. And the best way to actually do that is through pharmaceuticals. Pharmaceuticals are classified as poisons. They actually take the body further away from homeostasis, which I'll define here in a second. Mm-hmm. But at those times, that is actually necessary. So when the body is in a crisis and is no longer able to heal itself, that's when disease care is actually critical. That's where you actually utilize the pharmaceuticals and the surgical methods. What we're usually involved with is in structure function, and as opposed to a disease care, it's healthcare. Everything that you use in a structure function standpoint is something to bring the body back into homeostasis, which is balance.
Okay.
Dr. Guyton talked about homeostasis as the definition of health. If the body can maintain homeostasis, where it's in a perfect balance with all the different types of things that are coming in that are interfering with its function, that is the perfect state of health. And that's based on a balance of the physiology functional and upon the structure portion of the structure function.
Well, you talk about the body as the hero. What do you mean by that?
Body has a self-healing mechanism to it that can just make all sorts of corrections if we can just get out of its way. The whole idea behind healthcare is to provide the impetus, the needs, and the basis of what it will take to actually get the body well. So finding out where it's off, doing the proper diagnostics, and then making the proper type of adjustments into the care will actually result in the healing and the position that the body should actually be in.
Well, find out how structure function care can impact your life.
Schedule your appointment at the Prather Practice, 317-848-8048. That's 317-848-8048. Or learn more on our website at thevoiceofhealthradio.com. The Prather Practice, restoring hope. It's a beautiful. You're listening to The Voice of Health with Dr. Robert Prather of the Prather Practice, where our mission is restoring hope to our patients.
Well, we're talking today about perfect posture pays. And Karina is our certified occupational therapy assistant and heads up the rehab department. We were talking about a few of the posture exercises mm-hmm. we do. And we always start every rehab patient with deep breathing, mm-hmm. you know, that's so important to open up the diaphragm, and a lot of people's diaphragms are in spasm, mm-hmm. you know, and it's a muscle that they're right. not working. So that's kind of the basis of the posture. But Karina, let's talk about some of the posture correcting medical equipment that we provide here at the Prather Practice.
Sure. So one of the equipments that we offer is called the spinal cue. And what that is essentially it looks like a vest, but it's when you hear vest, you think bulky, and it's actually really slim fitting, form fitting to the individual. It has its dynamic support and gives you postural control. Keeps your shoulders back. It has bands that you can pull on how tight you want it to be or how corrective you want it to be. And it actually can be worn under clothing, mm-hmm. so it's invisible to the eye, which is fantastic, because right. most people don't want something that people can see. Mm-hmm. They don't want that question or, oh, you know. But it from the patients that have it, they say it has tremendously helped, and they feel that their posture has improved, especially the ones that wear it at their desk jobs.
Right.
That's a huge mm-hmm. Improvements.
What I like about it too is we're finding a lot of insurance companies are covering it.
Yeah, which is great.
It is great. Yeah. Another thing, another piece of equipment we have is called a Dakota traction unit. And this is basically a mm-hmm. foam wedge.
Right.
The patient lays on their back and extends their neck over it. And mm-hmm. we don't always start with that. We might start with a neck deck with a slight roll mm-hmm. Under their neck and then move into the Dakota traction unit. But that's something that insurance pays for and mm-hmm. Patients can
and
take
And I have a patient that actually just was discharged who has the Dakota unit, and she swears by it. She uses it every single day and she just feels better. The Dakota unit is to help restore that C curve in the cervical spine that most people have lost. So like that tilted head forward is what we're trying to get back into alignment. So the Dakota Traction Unit is such a simple piece of equipment, but does such great stuff.
A simple pec roll, you know. The Nexus, that's another thing we do to strengthen those neck extensors. You can put it in the doorway, and then you're doing those chin tucks. You can do lateral movements, but strengthening those necks. Also, head weights. We get people on the vibration platform, put a weighted headband.
I have a couple patients now that are doing it. At first they thought it was funny, but but they actually think that it's doing some really good stuff. It's strengthening their neck while moving, essentially.
And working on that core too. So what's nice, what I'm really pleased with, a lot of this posture equipment we're finding insurance is covering, which is...
Which is great, because people sometimes, you know, if it isn't, then they can't afford it, which is unfortunate, because it's things that actually can help them and benefit them. So the more that insurance covers, the more beneficial, because I feel like the patient gets the full amount of care that they really need.
Yeah. You were telling us earlier about a story of one of your patients that has really seen a lot of change and really surprised. Tell us
some more about that. She's an older lady, and she came in really honestly with TMJ, severe TMJ. But along with that, her posture was so forward. She had her shoulders were rolled forward, her head was forward. But she just thought that that was old age. Like, she just didn't really think that that had anything to do with anything. And over the last 2 months of her coming in 3 times a week, working with me and doing the exercises and doing them at home and getting the equipment that helps, her posture has improved tremendously. And I also tell them to make notes on the well-trafficked areas that they go through in the house, the car, just reminding them posture. It's a simple, just have a post-it note somewhere that says sit up posture, or just, you know, something to remind them to correct it. And she is taller, her chest isn't so tight. When she's talking to me, I can see her sometimes slouch down, and then she immediately goes into corrective posture, which is really nice to see. So it doesn't have to be a young person versus an old person. All people can get better.
Right. And Dr. Prather, talk a little bit about the decompression also. Does that help in posture?
Yes. Yeah, so one of the things to have proper posture, you have to have good joints. You know, if the joints are worn out, if the disc has degenerated, then that's going to change your postural position. One of the things that we have is a decompression. Now, it's not traction. It's a pumping of the joint. What occurs is if the joint becomes injured and it becomes static, where there's not movement, and again, that's a bad type of thing, then you can't get the nutrients into the synovial fluid, which is what nourishes, keeps the cartilage up, keeps the disc material, and even the bone healthy. So if you take away all the nutrients, then it disintegrates. And when it disintegrates, it's going to change your posture, create pain, create all sorts of problems, arthritis. That's basically what they're talking about. So with the decompression, after we've made the correction, first you have to make the alignment and get the muscles working right. Then you can sit there, get on the decompression, and that will pump it. And what you're trying to do, they sit there and say, well, you know, it's a pulling apart, and you know, that can help the nerves and stuff. They said, no, it's the pumping that really makes the difference, because we're pumping nutrients into your disc and joints again. And then your body gets used to that. It starts that function again where it didn't have it before. And then you actually get a reversal of the disc degeneration and the joint degeneration, which makes a huge difference on your posture. So, you know, that is a really important aspect.
Well, I want to make sure we have one more minute that you cover You know, posture can even affect emotional and psychological health.
Absolutely. One of the ways that you can diagnose psychological problems is through people's posture. Mm-hmm. It has that much of an effect. So one of the things that Ida Rolf was a very famous, came up with the Rolfing technique, mm-hmm. said if I change, so you can diagnose that through posture. What if you change the posture? Will that change the psychological problem? Mm-hmm. And sure enough, it did. Mm-hmm. So, you know, this has a wide-ranging effect. You know, it affects your pain level, it affects your fatigue, it affects your respiration, your circulation, your digestive system, your detoxification, your allergies, your immune system. All those things are affected by posture, and posture is affected by those things. So looking at that in a holistic type of a way is really what we do. You know, an example would be, I started this one lady out with, she had really bad sinuses, mm-hmm. and we made the corrections with the neck exercises, mm-hmm. and her allergies went away.
Wow.
You know, wow. Yes. Never think about those types of things.
Great. Well, thank you, Karina, for
yeah, absolutely.
Your
Thanks
input
for having
today.
Me.
Yeah, well, we love having you here at the Prather Practice.
Oh, and I enjoy being here.
And Dr. Prather, thank you as always.
And thank you, Lisa. You're an
perfect,
amazing host.
Perfect. Perfect proper posture pace.
All right.
Thank you. The Prather Practice is located at 8902 North Meridian Street on the north side of Indianapolis, just south of the I-465 loop. If we can help you to achieve better health, we'd love to hear from you. Connect with our office at 317-848-8048. That's 317-848-8048. Join us again here next week or anytime on our website at thevoiceofhealthradio.com for The Voice of Health with Dr. Robert Prather.